Muncie.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness.
And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
I need to move. I need to wake up.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons. No boundaries.
Something's got to break up.
Hello, folks, and welcome to today's show. This is your host of Metaphysical Minds, Shea Parker, and I am very, very happy. I know we have a ton of listeners with us today because we have an extremely special guest with us this evening, as we always do, but this one I'm very, very excited about, and I know all of my listeners out there are as well. The response to this particular guest has, I think, topped the charts, literally, from all the other guests that we've had. So without further ado, it is my great honor to welcome Ms. Shirley MacLaine.
Well, thank you, Shay.
Thank you. Thank you. You are one amazing woman, I'll tell you. I have so many amazing responses. Of course, you know, we do press releases and we put it out on Facebook and all that good stuff, and you really have just an amazing following out there across the globe, as I'm sure you well know. So I just wanted to let you know that you've blown the doors off of response rates. So
I think I'm still walking upright, basically, and anybody who's still walking upright after they've been around a long time, I guess they want to hear how that works.
That's right. They want to know your secrets to life. So,
okay.
Speaking of secrets to life, let's go ahead and talk about this newest book that just came out. I'm Over All That and Other Confessions. I actually just finished the book last week, and interestingly enough, I read it two separate ways. Well, I can't say I read it. I should say I absorbed it two separate ways. One being I physically read the book, and two being I listened to your audible.com narration of the book.
Oh.
And I did that because I am a firm believer in voice inflection. And I loved how you narrated the book because there were parts where I could literally hear your emotion and your laughter and your bits of teasing here and there. And I really, really enjoyed that. And I think you did a great job with the narration. So.
No, thank you. Thank you. That's an interesting experience to, when you read something, you're hearing your own voice in your head say the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hearing my own voice in my head as I wrote the words, and then it came time to act the words, and I thought, I'm going to do what I experienced when I wrote them.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you conveyed that very well in both the written word as well as the audible. But I really enjoyed the audible version because I would take my two dogs and I'd head out for the day, and I would just they loved it because they got like the longest walks ever because I was I had you on the thing, and I was just walking. So it was great. It was very good. Speaking of dogs, I have to give a shout out to Terry because she was so influential, I think, with you in this book. And, I love the fact that you're an animal lover and an animal rescuer. And that's something that's just very near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think I could live without an animal.
Yeah, I know.
Or more than one. She won't let me have another animal right now. But. If when she goes, which hope won't be anytime soon, but we've already had a talk, and then I can get more when she goes, because she's going to be coming back pretty soon after she leaves. But
yeah.
I already want to have the dogs in the house, so what she has to do is accept them.
I know, and she's got her own little personality, doesn't she? She's very...
Oh, my God. I wouldn't call it little.
Exactly.
It is an extraordinarily... It's just so centered and so mischievous and so funny and so theatrical and so commanding. Oh, my God.
Well, she landed with the right person. Yeah.
Huh?
I said she landed with the right person, the two of you together, I'll tell you.
That's what the vets say. If I ever take her in, they they all remark on what a little actress she is. And that, I believe, is true.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure she is quite proud. So, yeah, I just wanted to give my little shout out to Terry, because I think that, you know, I'm sure she knows we're all talking to her. So that is a good thing. But, well, listen, I have a ton of questions and actually reader questions from people that have written in. And I want to start by sort of backing up a little bit before we necessarily get into over all that. Let's go back to Out on a Limb a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the response to Out on a Limb was, of course, I mean, as you say in your book many times, you were 10 years ahead of your time, but I actually think you were well beyond 10 years ahead of your time. I think that you've had this knowing within you literally your entire life, and mm-hmm. you know, you had the courage and the strength and the, you know, just the influence to bring Out on a Limb to the mainstream world. And, you know, I really have to commend you on that, because you took a huge risk in doing that. And, you know, with all the people out there that, as you well know, the tabloids and the Jay Leno's and all them that make you the butt of every joke out there, you know, I really think that was a hugely brave thing to do, but you literally changed millions of lives in doing that. So what was that experience like for you, you know, coming out with
that? Well, I can't say that I thought it was terribly courageous. I have never found it courageous to tell the truth, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've never found it particularly courageous, because I wasn't afraid of it.
Right.
I think courage comes if you've overcome some kind of fear. I guess you could call that quite arrogant of me. But my parents were teachers, and my dad had basically never finished it, but he had a doctorate in philosophy and psychology at Johns Hopkins. So he was asking these questions from the beginning of my life. And mm-hmm. we would talk about these things over the table on Sunday. And also the whole feeling of, I was a mystic, I think, from a very early age. And I was born with that, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And because of it, it was more just who I was rather than, I mean, it didn't even occur to me that I was ahead of myself. It didn't occur to me that other people didn't have these feelings. But always I have been attracted to very skeptical, left-brained intellectuals, journalists, mm-hmm. and people like that, who knew I wasn't nuts, so they were looking at me askance somewhat and wondered, well, what is this she's really into? But it was never... humiliatingly courageous. And, you know, Jay's and Johnny Carson's writers, they would call me if I had a book out, because they wanted to make Shirley MacLaine jokes, and I would help them write the jokes. Because the only thing I insisted on was that they'd be funny.
Right.
I hate a bad joke.
Yes, indeed. I agree with you there.
So that's
that.
All. I just went about telling the truth, and then when it got to be an older time for me with this new book, the reason I would like this book to be read and received is as the mood I'm in, which mm-hmm. is, no matter what, say it like you feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's I've always done.
Yeah, that's exactly, I think, what you did, you know, both in the book and throughout your entire life, you know, but what I love about you and your career and just who you are is you've always maintained your integrity throughout your entire career, which has been just an amazing one, no doubt, and still will continue to be, I have no doubt. You are someone that people truly and genuinely respect. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't. Do you feel that your fame sort of enhanced your spirituality, or that your spirituality enhanced your fame, or did they both just seamlessly go hand in hand your whole life?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I did my first movie when I was 18, and I've sort of been out there ever mm-hmm. since. So I don't know what an adult experience is like without being recognized. Although I was never a huge, huge glamorous star. I mean, remember that, Jay. I was there. I did good stuff, and people kind of grew into knowing me. The idea of, I guess they read the books because they had gotten to have an experience with me from the movies, but I don't know about that. I think it was more that what I was saying resonated with what they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grew from there. I know the publishers were surprised. They didn't know that they had a new age audience out there, if that's what you want to call it. That's what they ended up calling me. But, you know, it was just waiting to be tapped. And I don't know which came first, chicken, egg, which, with fame and spirituality. One day I will write a book about the profundity of fame, or as a friend of mine calls it, the gallows of fame, because it can be very enervating. It can be difficult.
Right.
It hasn't been that difficult for me because I haven't courted it, but it is for other people in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just don't pay any attention to it much.
Right.
And I think that's where I got a reputation of being wacky, because I don't pay attention to what people think.
Well, I'm not so sure that that's wacky versus intelligent. So, you know,
Of course. When you're living up to what you truly feel, I think that is the essence of intelligence. But I don't know that on the IQ quota that would rank very high.
Right. Yeah, I hear you there. But no, I really, you know, you may not have felt that you were courageous in what you did, but I know just from here's the thing, literally from the responses that I've gotten that have flooded my inbox for the past, 2 weeks, and I think I need to buy more bandwidth now you have, these people are all saying, you know, Shirley MacLaine changed my life. I mean, she had the courage to come out and talk about this when no one else did, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the comments just go on and on and on. So, you know, whether you realize it or not, you have been an integral part in literally changing these people's lives and giving them, in turn, the courage to kind of stand out and you know, pursue, I suppose, their own spiritual journeys. So I just wanted to let you know that. I mean, if you don't know that, then I'm telling you right here. So,
well, that's very nice of you, I guess. But I still live in, I guess you would say, the insularity of my own search.
Right.
I don't know where other people are with theirs, and I'm not, I'm very flattered. I guess I'm flattered, I suppose. I care about other people finding themselves. But, you know, when you're doing it all as a self-search and you really mean it, you're not all that interested in the effect it's having.
That's true. That is actually very true, because you're going through your own journey at the particular time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that
you know, I still wake up every morning and I'm with Terry and I have my life, and if I've got to go to work and be on time and be disciplined, I mean, that's my life. The fact that people's lives have been changed, that's really up to them. That's something. What I am having a very good time with now is I go out and I play theaters. And it's kind of interesting. I weave together on the screen my acting life, my spiritual life, my searching life, political life, lover's life, traveling life, and all that. And then I have a remote control, and I stop the thing and tell them stories. And then afterward, I do questions and answers. And I love hearing where the people are in their own questioning, in their own search, in their own pursuit of the truth. And I'm having a wonderful time, and it's all very funny to me, because I hear all these things that people do, and then I find myself making jokes.
Yeah,
about the metaphysics and the spirituality of truth and happiness.
Well, Shirley, hold that thought. We do have to take our first break for the night, but folks, we'll be right back after the break with Shirley McLean to pick up right where we left off. Hang tight.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685.
Sing it out, boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Shay Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. Our very special guest this evening is the one, the only, Ms. Shirley McLean. And before the break, we were talking about these retrospectives that she does in person at, I guess, do you do them at local theaters? Shirley, where?
Yeah,
where
I go around. The theater owners call me. They hear about it. You know, theaters where musicals play, 2,500, 3,000. And what I do is put up a big screen and show them a half an hour version of my life, and then I stop it with my remote control and tell them stories about what really went on the set, or what really went on in my travels and my books and my search. It's quite interesting, and then they ask me questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be so much fun with you. And speaking of questions, folks, we actually are going to open up the call lines for you tonight. So if you would be interested in calling in to the show, you know, please feel free to do so. We're not going to open them quite yet because I actually do want to spend a little bit more time talking to my guest this evening. But I know, folks, that the lines are going to fill up extremely quickly. So let me just give you the – well, I'll give you the call-in numbers in just a little bit when we're getting ready to open them up. But, you know, we also just keep in mind you can leave instant feedback if you have a question for Shirley and you can't get through on the call lines. You can call you can just click on the instant feedback button on newskyradio.com. And then I'll go ahead and give out the call-in. It's 248-545-SOUL. Very easy to remember, S-O-U-L, or 248-545-7685. So getting back to you, Shirley, we do have a question that was written in I think sometime last week. Shantae, a good friend of mine, asked, she says here, Shirley was so ahead of her time. Out on a Limb was the very first metaphysical book that I read. Please ask her, now that many of the Out on a Limb concepts are widely accepted, have you come to understand any new wisdom that has given you pause?
Well, the real wisdom of anything is the wisdom of self. How do you... All of it, honestly, Shay, is about the search for self. Now, when you say search for self, that also means so much more than you're aware of. How many selves have you had? How many lives have you had? How many characters have you played in these millennia called life? You know, how much have you contributed to your own self-knowledge, and how have you, in the soul's journey through time, how have you not looked? Mm-hmm. So the search for self is all that matters. Now, the deeper you go into it, the more you realize what you don't know, of course. Mm-hmm. And the accusation of it being self-centeredness, that's exactly what it is. But when right. you are self-centered, or centered in yourself, you're better with everybody. What's happening with conflicts all over the world and war and so forth is when people are not centered in themselves. So what have I learned since I started is how much I don't know about who I am. And everybody can participate in that.
Right.
And now some of the techniques in which to participate our past life recall, meditation, reading other people. I'm now to the point where I like going to places where there are a lot of other people, strangers, and feeling this empathy of feeling into them, like becoming the people walking down the airport aisle as I sit there and watch them. It's an entertainment for me. And way you're never bored. You never feel isolated. You never feel alone, or all the things that seem to be bothering human beings these days. You don't get fear, and you have this sense of you are everything, and everything is you.
Right. Yeah. Now, with that last statement you just said, you are everything and everything is you, I know that you referenced that a few times within your book, not specifically in those words, but you have had so many spiritual journeys that we can't even begin to cover in the short amount of time that you know we have here. But I know that one probably very, very significant moment in your life was your spiritual trek across Spain. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to, or if you will, if you could tell the listeners a little bit about that for you and what prompted you to do that. I mean, here you were already a very successful actress at that point in time, and you literally lived with, I believe you said, all you needed was a good pair of shoes, clean water, a little bit of food, and a place to lay your head at night. So what prompted you to do that?
Well, I was in Brazil. I was playing my show. My books were my one-woman show. My books were popular in Brazil, and I was challenged by a few really advanced spiritual searchers to do the Santiago de Compostela pilgrimage. And I thought, you know, they're right. If I'm going to write about all this stuff, I better experience it firsthand. Now, experience what? What I realized was I had to experience being totally alone, being as vulnerable as possible, not spending any money, begging for food, walking alone, not making friends, and have my sensibility about myself, my body, the space I was occupying and moving in, and deal with what happens when you become completely vulnerable. And I decided this was a mistake. I decided to take 30 days. I really should have taken 60. Almost 60. And I should have slept out under the stars more often. I shouldn't have walked so fast, but, you know, I'm an overachiever. And that's what I learned. I learned all the things that, of course, the kind of pilgrimage will teach you if you basically adhere to the rules. The hardest thing for me on the walk was to not retain the friends I made, because each of us loves to have company and we make friends. We're gregarious human beings and we like to walk with people. I had to let them go once I made friends with someone, and also had to dispense with the fear of wild dogs. Sometimes I would be caught way out in the wilds, and the dogs didn't like anyone being there. But I knew that in Spain, a pilgrim is extremely respected, and you can go to the slammer if you do anything bad to a pilgrim. So I think that's when I came to the conclusion, oh boy, all I really need is a good hat to shield me from the sun's rays, a good pair of shoes, and some clean water. And of course, I stayed in refugios, which were shelters. I slept in shelter, and I had to find a shelter in each new town I came to at the end of the day. And I walked about 20 miles a day. I got lost at one point in a military installation, which was not a good move. And the other thing is, when you walk, sometimes they're jokesters who will direct the arrows, which are really rudimentary and half the time not there, to go in the opposite direction. So I got lost once for 3 days. And then you just realize you're walking west, so you have to just simply do that. My mom and dad, who had passed on about 10 years previous, came in and guided me back to the Camino, and it was, golly, what a wonderful realization that they also were still there for me, and that my own sensibility was still there intact with the food, where I would find food, where I would find a place to sleep, where I would find something that would give me real hope and joy after I was perspiring for 10 hours in the Masieta, which is the desert in Spain, and I went from desert to climbing the Alps. So it was quite an experience of what I was totally alone and vulnerable. And you know, you do the Camino once you're finished. And I went back to London to visit a friend of mine who was very, very sick. And I found that I had to walk at least 6-7 hours a day. And I did that for about another month before it began to decrease, but before my addiction to walking settled down.
I bet. I mean, just the toll on your body, your mind, and your spirit alone. I can imagine there was an adjustment period with that. Well, folks, we do have to take our second break of the evening. We will be right back with Shirley MacLaine. Please visit ShirleyMacLaine.com in the meantime and check out all the good stuff that she's got coming up. We will be right back.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind.
is the longest ride. If today was your last day, tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every night you left. If today was your last day, against the grain should be your way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live like you've never lived it twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. If today was your last day, would you make your mark by mending a broken heart? You know it's never too late to shoot for the stars, regardless of who you are. So do whatever it takes, cause you can't rewind a moment in this life. Let nothing stand in your say goodbye to yesterday. Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And would you call those friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one you dream in us? There up and down.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685.
Sing it out. Boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey folks, welcome back. Shay Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. Our guest today is the one, the only, Ms. Shirley MacLean. She may be found at ShirleyMacLean.com. That is her official website. And we have been discussing I'm Over All That and Other Confessions a bit here, in amongst other things. That is Shirley's newest book that is out, and if you are interested in getting a copy of that, it is available pretty much in every version. I listened to it myself on audible.com. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. You can go through Shirley's direct website, check it out. I have both the physical and the audible version, and folks, I'd recommend both, really, because it's a great read, as well as a great listen to. So go check out the book. And as I said before the last break, we are taking your calls. So I want to go ahead and give out the call in number 248-545-SOUL. That is 7685. And you also may leave instant feedback if you can't get to a phone right now, or perhaps the lines are too clogged. You may simply click on the instant feedback button on newskyradio.com and leave instant feedback for Shirley. So we do have a caller on the line right now, as a matter of fact, which I think we're going to go ahead and bring in. Pam from Indiana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is your question for Shirley?
Ms. MacLean, Out on a Limb was one of the first books I ever read, and I was a teenager, and it really opened up my thought processes about so many things. And the way you describe Peru and the mountains of Peru, I was just wondering, What's the first thing that comes to mind about that experience?
I would say when I went to Machu Picchu, I was absolutely flabbergasted that they could build a city that high up. And, of course, I wondered who did that and what was their technology and what was their architectural sophistication. And as I looked at it and began to really speculate on this, I realized that the ancients must have had an extremely high level of understanding of gravitational pull, how to reverse it, etc. And, of course, then I got into, well, who is out there and how long have they been here and are they still here? And that's why it's so magical there, because what you do is begin to understand we're not alone in the universe. So that's what still comes to mind when I think of Peru.
Thank you so much. And that book was just phenomenal. It really was. And
thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you so much, Ms. Shea.
Thank you. Is anyone there?
I'm not quite sure what happened to her. We may have lost her there, Pam. But anyway, thank you for calling in. Sometimes these lines are a little they're a little odd. But anyway, folks, we got to get rid of that. There we go. Sorry about that, Shirley. Technical okay. difficulties. It's live radio, folks. So anyway, I definitely appreciate Pam you calling in. And again, folks, if you have a question for Shirley this evening, please feel free to call in. But we're gonna go ahead and get back to the book now. I'm over all that and other confessions, folks. This is a story about, well, gosh, I don't even know where I would begin with this, Shirley. You talk about so many different things in this book, everything from Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack to, you know, big corporate conglomerates control to pets to basically the premise of it, folks, is what Shirley can get over right now or what she is over versus what she's not over. And it's a very, very fun read. And I actually laughed out loud during some of the parts of the book, particularly that part where you said that you are over, you know, basically rude and disrespectful young people. And I had to crack up laughing at that because I am, I'm going on 37 this year, but my parents were very, very, very particular about making sure that we were taught respect and not just for our elders, but literally for everyone. And, you know, some of the parts in the book where you were just like, oh, you know, if someone handing you a coffee at Starbucks, they look at you like you're, you know, a member of the Al Qaeda or something like. I mean, it was just, I laughed out loud. It was truly funny. So, I definitely enjoyed that. But one of the questions that came to mind for me while reading the book, and you know, sort of sharing with you in your experiences, just in your metaphysical journeys, as well as obviously your very public life of being an actress, was why do you feel that you were given these abilities that you have as far as your strong connection to spirituality? Because you clearly do have a very, very strong awareness, and I would say more so probably than the average person out there.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I remembered being mystically inclined at the age of 10 or even earlier. And I used to lie out on the front lawn in Virginia, which is where I'm from, and one of the first things I ever asked for was a telescope, and just peer through the telescope and wonder and feel rather comfortable with the fact that we're not alone. So I've been a mystic since I'm very young. Now, that means that I understood there were deeper things. I was just born with it, I think. My brother does not have that curiosity. He's more of a left-brained person who needs to have things proven to him. But the parents of both of us were were very, they weren't as deep seekers as I am now, but they were very open-minded about whatever truth might be. Mother was a Canadian, and you never knew, of course, being a Canadian, what she was thinking. And so, therefore, mm-hmm. I got interested in knowing what she was thinking because I needed to understand her better, and my dad was very open about whatever it was he was thinking. But the idea of being born with this mystical kind of curiosity is something I've been comfortable with all my life. Nothing, no aha moment happened to me that gave me the sense that this other dimension was real. I always had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a knowing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I firmly believe that you actually have psychic ability. Well, I mean, you mention it in your book, you know, the clairaudience and stuff that, you know, it really is just a knowing for you. And I think that in many ways that is, well, partially the reason, I can't obviously say the whole thing, but partially the reason why you are so successful at what you do, because you have this innate ability to actually tune into your guides, and unlike many of us, you actually listen to them. Because
yeah.
I know that's something that I struggle with personally, is this voice will pop in my head, and I never know. I'm like, well, is that me thinking about it, or is that a guy telling, you know what I mean? So,
it's important to get in touch with the reality that synchronicity is happening every moment of your life. Mm-hmm. And when you start recognizing that synchronicity, it's extraordinarily satisfying. Then you know there's something bigger going on, mm-hmm. that has to do with guidance, and it has to do with making your life part of their living truth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And
so then loneliness doesn't become an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And loneliness. Well, you don't really get lonely now, and it's ironic because you mentioned several times in your book that you have you're bordering becoming a recluse. Than getting out with Terry and, you know, a couple of friends here and there, you really are very happy in your solitude, and you don't feel loneliness at all. So
no, I don't. I like the feeling of aloneness,
mm-hmm.
and that's not at all anywhere near what loneliness is.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
But I did get in touch with the loneliness on the Camino. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the points of going and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see that you're never really alone anyway.
Right.
So what is the loneliness sensibility that you think you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, really, once you face it, I guess it becomes a non-issue at that point in time. So
right.
It makes perfect sense. So, well, Shirley, we do have another caller on the line. Eugene from Ohio has a question for you. Eugene, welcome to the show, and what is your question of Shirley?
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to talk to you, Shirley. I've read your books, including El Camino. And I did have a question. That is, do you recommend someone who tends to keep busy spending 60 days on El Camino? Hello?
Well, Shirley, did you hear his question?
No, I didn't. Can you tell me?
Oh, okay. The sound might be a little hard to hear, Eugene.
Okay,
he was stating
again,
that he has...
Hey, I am delighted to speak with you, Shirley. And I've read
including
El Camino. And I have a couple questions. One, do you recommend for most anyone, and including busy people, to spend 60 days on El Camino?
I tell you, everyone is different. I saw that my problems with overachievement were not solved by hurrying. I left June 4th and wanted to be back on July 4th as an American statement. That was ridiculous. I don't know how long. You have to ask your inner self. I just know that I did not take as long as I should have. I can't be specific, really, in how long I should have taken. I don't know. I would recommend that you ask yourself, though, are you going too fast?
Oh, I see. Now, is this a pilgrimage that you tend to recommend across the board to people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when you did it, you did it mostly solo, and I do recall some episodes from the book when people from your distant past, other incarnations, actually came in to be of assistance to you. And
right.
What about doing El Camino with a partner? Do you have anything to say about that?
I wouldn't do that. I think you don't really derive the experience of vulnerability if you're with someone else. The whole point is to learn how you are when you're completely vulnerable and alone.
Yes, that's
and that was the hardest part for me.
People.
Whenever I would make friends with anyone, it would be very, very difficult for me to let them go. But I knew that was part of the point.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Eugene, if you, but we do have to go to a quick break, but stay on the line because I'm going to let Shirley finish answering your question during the break, and then when we come back, we do have another caller. But Eugene, don't go anywhere. Just hang tight through the break.
Okay, will do.
Okay, and folks, we'll be right back.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory. And we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit bestamericanhealers.com. That's bestamericanhealers.com for details.
Join Lori Houston for Intuitive Soul. Lori Houston is a professional and intuitive counselor. She incorporates her professional qualifications that includes a bachelor's degree in social work and neuro-linguistic programming, amongst others, with her intuitive counseling and natural clairsentient abilities. She's been on her spiritual path for the last 18 years, and during that time has acquired, through extensive studies, teaching, and sacred texts, over 25 different healing modalities. Visit with Lori Houston Wednesday at 7 o'clock on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Do you need psychic advice but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of tested psychics offering our customers the best of the best. We have celebrity psychics such as Michelle White Dove, The Rock Girl, Sun Hee and Chin Hee Park, Belinda Bentley, and more. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shape Barker.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685.
Sing it out. Boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey folks, welcome back. Shea Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. Our guest this evening is Ms. Shirley MacLean. She may be found at ShirleyMacLean.com. We are discussing her newest book, I'm Over All That and Other Confessions, which may be found pretty much anywhere you want to find it, folks. Go to Amazon.com. You can find it on Shirley's website. Highly, highly, highly recommend it to you. I thoroughly enjoyed the book, and I know that you will too. So go check it out. Now, back to Shirley, I knew the callers, once they started coming in, it would be crazy. So we do actually have another caller on the line, Michelle, right here from Rochester, New York. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm kind of in awe right now. Maybe I'm having an aha moment. Shirley MacLaine has always kind of been an idol to me, so I'm going to be that weird caller that calls and says, I love you from Terms of Endearment.
Oh, that's not weird at all.
I've always...
She happens to be my favorite character, so I understand.
Yes, I mean, that movie is a big part of me, and for some reason... I don't know, I find it just so awe that you're on this show with Shay, and I've always felt this connection to you, even if it was through movies, through growing up. It's just an awesome thing, and I just had to call to say hello.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very nice. Do you read my books because of the fact that you knew me as an actress?
To be perfectly honest with you, I have never read any of your books, but after this, I am definitely going to be looking into that and getting books because I'm a big reader, but never thought of you on that caliber, I guess. I don't know how you would put it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just wondered.
But I will definitely... What is the title of your latest book?
I'm Over All That.
I'm Over All That. I love that. I'm Over All That. If we could all just get over all that, we'd all be good, right?
That's it. Hell yes.
Yep. That'll do it. That pretty much sums it up.
Pretty much. All in one title. I love that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And from the woman who was in Terms of Endearment. It doesn't get any better than that.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah, Michelle, go check out that book. I'll tell you, it's an excellent read. It's also an excellent listen to because Shirley narrates the book herself on Audible.com, or you know, I'm sure you can get it through various different Audible services as well. So yeah, go check it out, and we
awesome.
Really appreciate you calling.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a great night, both of you.
Thank you. You take care.
Bye.
Very good. Bye bye. All right, folks, we are coming to the top of the hour, and I want to ask Shirley a couple more questions here. Now here's where it gets tough, Shirley. We you know, looking back on your career, your metaphysics, your entire life, all the things you've experienced, you are an intrepid traveler. You've been all over the world. So, what would you say that your most profound experience was?
That's hard to pinpoint. I have to answer it generally, and that is when I get in touch with some kind of experience I had in another lifetime, I don't think anything compares to that, because it proves, and the reason you know it's real and you're not making it up is because you have emotion attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think once I began to really get in touch with some of the experiences I had on my soul's journey through time, each time it was as profound as the time before. In other words, everything is the most astounding. Much we see in others and what we and what experience is going on. It's the self-experience that's the most mind-boggling. You're moved because you are identifying with some aspect of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the overall self experience is the greatest one. And your phone cut in just a bit in and out there. So I'm recapping it because some of our listeners might have missed what you said. But so overall, it's when you're able to touch your other lifetimes and recall them, so to speak. Okay, your attachment with self. Very good, very good. So one more question for you, and I always ask this of all my guests, so my listeners out there already know what I'm going to say. What would you say you are most proud of?
I would say every little step I take which shows me that I'm becoming more patient is mm-hmm. what I'm proud of, because I'm an impatient person,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I do have to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you referenced that quite a few times in your book, your impatience. So, but you know that it's amazing to me that out of it just truly is a testament to your character and who you are, because out of everything, I mean, you know, Academy Awards, this, that, everything in your life that you've accomplished, you know, you're working, your greatest accomplishment is your patience. And I love that about you. So I think that's just simply amazing. So my dear listeners, tonight you have been with, and it has truly been my great pleasure to share this hour with you. Shirley MacLean, I cannot thank you enough for doing my show and for blessing all of us with not only your knowledge and your experiences, but your very presence. So thank you so very much.
Well, Shay, thank you. I appreciate your having me. I appreciate hearing your voice. I'm matching your voice with your face in my head. And keep going with your own search.
I shall do that. And you, my dear, we will be in touch, because I'm going to get out there to some of those classes of yours. So.
Okay, that'd be good.
All right, folks.
Okay, much love. Much love and light.
Thank you so much, and you take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we are signing out. Shay Parker and Shirley MacLean, you guys take care of yourselves and take care of one another. Have a great week.